It is said that politics can make for some pretty strange bedfellows. It's been recently discovered that so can political campaign donations. Now, it's no surprise when you see large amounts of cash go to Democratic candidates from places like unions and celebrities. How about campaign cash going to Republicans from liberals? Of course, they have to be the, for the most part, the right kind of Republicans. This money tree that Republican stars like John McCain and Paul Ryan were picking from was uprooted recently by the Center for Responsive Politics. Here to discuss how all this played out is the national spokesperson for FreedomVine.com. She's also political editor for RightAlerts.com, author of the book Roar, The New Conservative Woman Speaks Out, and she's good at that too, by the way, Scotty Nell Hughes. Hi, Scotty.
Oh, thank you for having me. Such a delight. And yes, once again, you know, we have to hold our own houses accountable as we hold the other side, or else how are we better than them?
This is true, and this all plays out from... Now, it came from employees, higher-ups of the Soros Fund Management. Now, Soros, S-O-R-O-S, is not a common name. It's not like the Jones Fund Management. And when you do make political donations of this level, I do believe you do have to list an employer in many cases. And as I said, McCain, Ryan, Kasich, Graham, Rubio, Jeb Bush, they all got money from this. Did not anyone notice the source of these funds?
Well, I'm sure if they did their research, they did notice. But the question is, why wouldn't they report this? Why aren't these things being actually said more and more out in the open? Why aren't these people being called on the carpet for their ties? Now, am I to say that everybody who receives a donation goes along with that political promise? Absolutely not. However, there is amazing. If we're going to sit here and we're going to demonize, and rightfully so, call out these Soros-funded liberals on the other side and the hypocrisy and the evil that they're trying to interject into our American political system, then we need to be able to make sure that our guys are not doing the same. And in this case, they were. And there's been no real explanation except, well, you know, I didn't necessarily know that that's where it was coming from, or I don't control where the money comes from. I never usually know. They usually either blame it on a staffer that's even lower down than, you know, they are. So I think it's one of those problems that we have to continue to root out, but we have to continue to expose. And as journalists, I think that's our job. You want to talk about what is a journalist's job these days? Well, that's it exactly right there, is to expose issues like this. And you know what? If these Republicans are not ashamed of taking money from Soros, that's their call. Let's make sure that that's not on a campaign flyer, and let's see if that's what they want the world to know about them.
I mean, certainly if the everyday person who's listening to us right now makes a campaign donation, well, first of all, it's not in the four figures, like people like David Rogers or Joshua Donfeld, the two people of note from the Soros Fund who made many of these donations. And granted, they're currently leaving the firm over disagreements with one of their higher-ups. But when someone makes a donation, the everyday person, they're looking to support the candidate. When a David Rogers or Joshua Donfeld make a donation to a political campaign, they're not just looking for support, they're looking for a return on their investment, usually, don't they?
Absolutely. They're looking for access. And that was all the problem that we had with the Clinton Foundation. And we saw these foreign governments that were making donations to Hillary Clinton in hopes that she was going to be president. That's what it was. All it was just saying, I am buying a pass. It's kind of like the Disney World fast pass. I'm buying a fast pass to get to the president. Well, in this case, this is buying a pass to get to Republicans and have these. And you look at the list that they did donate to. These are not necessarily the conservative Tea Party Freedom Caucus members. These are all a part of mainly a lot of them were Gang of Eight Republicans. And these were a lot of folks that, you know, we've never really considered to be solid conservative Republicans unless, you know, they call themselves that. And so it's amazing the ones that they go after. And I think that it's just time that we have a little bit more honesty within these campaign disclosure forms. Here's what I love it, is these folks realize, and this is what Washington, D.C. has always wanted. They want us not to pay attention to what they're doing or who's donating to them or the laws that they are or are not passing. The only time they want a little bit of attention is during the election year. But other than that, they want to make it so complicated and so boring and so not worth your time looking into. So most people have no idea. And don't have the time to go and look into each one of these folks' campaign disclosures. And it's up to us within the conservative media to continue to point issues like this out.
Talking with Scotty Nell Hughes, who is the author of the book, Roar, The new conservative woman speaks out. She is also national spokesperson for freedomvine.com, political editor for rightalerts.com, freedomvine.com, rightalerts.com, scottynellhughes.com. And yeah, we all have all those links over at our website, so you don't need to remember too much. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And I just pulled up that list of the donations, and I'm looking at the Republicans, and by and large, I mean, an exception here and there, by and large, the Republicans who got the money from the Soros clan, they're pro-immigration and, for the most part, pro-expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare. They sort of have that common thread running through them.
Absolutely. You find a couple of those common threads. And there's sometimes that I just shake my head and say, please, tell me, why are you a Republican again? And in the cases of like what we've seen up in Alaska, it's because that's the only way they get elected is by having an R by their name. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there's an R in their brain or their soul. And when you look at who their donations come from, and this is why President Trump was very weary in the very end of taking donations during the primary season, is you go, you kind of look and go, okay, who actually are you hanging out with? Who's willing? And I'm all for crossing party lines to donate money. I think that is a great thing. If I, as an individual, want to cross the lines and believe in the what a Democrat is saying or vice versa, I think that's wonderful. But this is organized donation. This is organized for, as you say, access and power. That's where I have an issue with it. It's not just simply about a person believing and wanting to support a candidate. This is about the ones that they cherry pick and what they all the strings that tie those puppets together. And I think it truly is trying to buy out who's going to be the puppet master.
Again, looking at the list of the donations from the individuals from the Soros Fund Management, just to give you, for you listening, a barometer of what you would not expect, Paul Ryan received twice as much from these individuals as Patrick Leahy did.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, and Representative Ryan and Speaker Ryan has, you know, he started off with such great, I mean, he was elected by the Tea Party from a very blue-collar state, but with a red, blue-collar state with a red heart is what I always say. And it's been hard to watch. It's almost like I feel like he went on to the Mitt Romney bus when he became the VP candidate. And I don't know what Kool-Aid they served him on there, but it kind of turned him on to the other side. I really would love someone to ask Representative Ryan, why? Why did he accept money? You know, there's lots of dollars flowing around in politics today. There are certain dollars you don't want to touch if you're a Republican. And I think anything tied to the Soros Foundation, I have to just, I have to wonder, why would you accept it, no matter what the amount, amount would be?
And again, I'm going to tip the hat to the Center for Responsive Politics for pulling this out of the darkness. Is this maybe cause to bring maybe a mandate in political campaigns that, you know, much like states put their state budget up on the website, New Jersey being one of the great examples, by the way, for fiscal transparency as far as states go, should political candidates be required to make all of their campaign donations? I mean, obviously not the details, the addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers of the donators, but just a simple PDF document that you can easily update on a website to make it accessible for all the public to have easy access to.
It would be, but I will say this. I mean, it is kind of out there already. If you make a donation over, I think it's $100 if you're an individual and then the different packs. There are websites like opensecrets.org that will help you find it. It takes a little bit extra research. I will say, you know, as someone who has had family members who have donated in the past, this also opens you up for targeting. So I do believe that we do have to, especially if you're a conservative these days, it's amazing how much the liberal left love to target their hatred towards you right now. So we have to be very careful that we also want to respect the privacy and safety. And it's not the liberals I'm afraid of. It's the Republicans and the conservatives who put their names out. So if they notice that I donate to people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and other good conservatives within our Congress right now, they put the connector that I'm obviously and then add in a donation to the NRA and a pro-life organization. They're going to be able to figure out that I'm a conservative and that I needed to be targeted. That's what worries me. They do collect lists. They do have data. Everything's about data right now in elections. And so we have to be careful of that. But I agree. At some point, we do need to kind of put it out there, I believe, a certain list that if these folks were given money by these known liberal leftist groups, that they are in some way flagged and let their voting public know about it.
I'm going to wrap up about a minute left here and change because you do cover politicians and politics. And certainly this past week in Washington, really when you cover the Trump administration, you probably have to sleep as little as Trump does. I think he sleeps maybe 3 or 4 hours a night. Otherwise, you're going to miss a lot. But what was your take of his, what was literally a spur-of-the-moment press conference this past week?
I think that that was a wonderful display of the frustration, not only President Trump's frustration with his own, with the media that and how they're covering him and saying, you know what, but also I think also amongst his staff that for some reason they had a loss. I mean, that was Trump being Trump. That is what got him elected right there. And I thought it was a very candid conversation, but it was just him coming straight to the, you know, to the media like he used to do in his rallies with the people. And I have been just taken back by some of the media and how they've handled it, because you never saw President Obama do that. You would have definitely never seen, you know, if Hillary ever was in the Oval Office, you would have never seen her have that kind of a candid conversation, answering questions that were not pre-screened or pre-canned. That's how you know he is a man of integrity. You might not like his answers, but he's not afraid to be asked them. And he opens himself up to it. That's called transparency right there. And I don't think these liberal left groups and these liberal left media outlets are giving him the credit of having the nerve to go out there and how much he obviously believes that what he is doing is good for this country, like he did by having this open press conference yesterday. I was very shocked by some of their replies. You know, he predicted it, and it's not hard to predict that afterwards people say, oh, that he's ranting and he's raving and that he's, lost his cookies. Well, that's what a lot of those liberal leftist outlet media people said. But if you were a conservative, you heard honest truth and him saying, this is what my point is. And you're right. I don't need to tell you, the media, everything I'm going to do in international relations. Why would I reveal my cards in a very dangerous game of poker that we're playing with the countries in a situation and a deck that I have been handed by this prior president?
It's amazing how so few got what happened at that press conference. Trump was talking at the news media. He was talking with the Americans who were watching that press conference, I think.
Absolutely. He was expressing their frustrations right now being in the coverage of it. And when they go back through and they fact check, they say, you know what, first, you know, they take one little bit and they'll discredit the whole thing because he said one thing. I had the biggest margin of win of any president since Ronald Reagan. Here's where he's right in this, and this is why I'm stunned that even his own team is not put this out. He did have the largest win when you look at everything from the top all the way down. Remember, going into the election season last year, that's what I kept hearing over and over. Oh, down ballot candidates, they need to distance themselves from Trump. It's going to be such a devastating loss. It's going to hurt Republicans across the board, even all the way down to your local community dog catcher. The truth was far from that, and the fact that we won over 1,000 state House and Senate offices across the country. We maintain Congress. We maintain the Senate. We control everything. Yes, that is the largest win since Ronald Reagan. So he's correct in that. When you hear them say, oh, he says he inherited this big mess, but look, unemployment's down and blah, 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 and we don't have troops in foreign countries. You know what, Democrats or anybody who's saying that that was not true, if it was so great, why did your party lose so bad? Why did people realize that they did not need to be in the same sort of status quo that we had the last 8 years? So, yes, it really is a very bad situation, even though you folks try to spin it now as being that it was all sunshine and roses for the last 8 years. The American people know better. They have been hurting, and they needed a change, and they have gotten it. And I think overall the American people are very happy. I'm sorry there's a few tears out of Chuck Schumer and some lamestream media folks.
She is the national spokesperson for FreedomVine.com, political editor for RightAlerts.com. Her book, Roar, The New Conservative Woman Speaks Out. You can find out everything about Scotty Nell Hughes at ScottyNellHughes.com. Scotty, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.